Okay. 7:43 a.m., April 23rd, 2012. Yeah, well, it's a long part of my life. It was 19-something, so pardon me the tongue twist. What am I thinking about today? Time management. A couple of you have pointed out things that I already know about. I need to set hours aside where I get to say no to everybody, including me, until my work is done. Yeah, that needs to happen. Next. I got a couple of people who are interested in being beta readers for Divine Inspiration. That should be cool. See what you think about the story. The more I think about the story, the less I like it. So it'll be important for me to get that into hands of somebody who might enjoy it. Thinking more about Natalia Ruggieri. She's a pretty interesting character. She has some friends. And they seem to be involved in deep space mining, asteroid mining, gas giant skimming. Some interesting ideas about what kinds of opportunities for commercial endeavors exist. I'm also thinking more about aliens and Ishmael Huang and where he might go with his story. And honestly, I don't know. Well, I don't have a lot of truck with aliens. I mean, there's a lot of fun ideas that we could have with aliens. Particularly if what we discover is not aliens at all, but actually humans. I think that could be quite charming, not to say engaging. I have some ideas about that. I'm not going to spoiler them until they've had a chance to percolate through a little bit. I've got some interesting notions that have come up. So there. What else? Yesterday, as expected, was pretty much a zone. I didn't get anything done yesterday. Played with the family a little bit. I've got chores that need to get done today. Today's also the first day of the course evaluation period, which means I have to get some grades posted so my students have something to complain about. I have been responsive this semester, unlike some others, but what I haven't been is very, very spiffy on terms of the grading turnaround. I've committed to do this again in July. I don't really know why. On the grand scheme of things, I think I make more money per month selling my 99-cent novellas than I do teaching this course, which is, you know, it's not a bad thing, but what that means is the amount of work that it takes can't possibly be remunerated for by the few cents a day that I get for doing it. So I need to really think about whether or not I can continue to do this in the future. Dean Wesley Smith and company are always talking about the stream of nickels. In this case, it's pretty much literally a nickel a day through the course of the semester. Is that right? 15 weeks, 16 weeks, times 7 days, 130 days. Oh, okay. It's about $2 a day. Yeah. So anyway, that was a depressing thought. We got a lot of work that's going to happen with that group in the next few days. So, such as it is. Today is the 23rd. It means 7 days left till the cutoff date for the Parsec Awards. No, I'm not going to do anything in that amount of time. It's ridiculous. If I can get this other stuff out, I'll be in much better shape than worrying about another Parsec Award. On the grand scheme of things, I can't say that the Parsecs have been so far very instrumental in finding new audience. If I look at the sales graphs, there's no real sales bump around Parsec period. There's no real increase in downloads for the audio during those times. And even after winning, there's no appreciable bump from the win. So it's really for bragging purposes, bragging rights. And honestly, what I need now is new product, not bragging rights. Oh, one new exciting thing that promises to bode an interesting early summer, yes, we're already looking ahead to that, is that the Miller moths have begun their migration to the mountains. So we're already seeing the odd moth flying about the house, driving the cats absolutely crackers. They just love chasing these little flippy-floppy moths around. And they're called Miller, they're brownish, they're about an inch long. And, well, good morning, dog. I can see I have to start a little earlier. So I'm going to avoid the dog. All right, he chased me away. Good dog. So, yeah, they're about an inch long, they're brown, they flutter. And everything they touch, they leave a smudge of dust. It's a whitish dust, which I'm sure is something critical to their ability to fly, like the scales off their wings or something. But every time they bump, they go poof. There's this little poof. Every time they run into a wall or into a piece of glass or anything. They also are very messy. And they could be in their thousands. So they come through at night, of course, and then as the sun rises, they find holes and crevices, and they'll crawl into them and hide for the daylight hours. And so I go out to my barbecue pit and open the lid, and there'll be 5,000 moths fly out. Huge flapping cloud. Now luckily that's outside, so I don't worry about those getting in the house. But every time you open one of the doors, moth flies in. Because they've been hiding in the door jamb, they've been hiding in the crack between the door and the weather stripping. And they show up, kaboof, and of course the cats go, yay, another toy, and the cats catch them eventually and eat them and then throw up. So yeah, this is a festive season for us around our household. It only lasts about 4 months. We'll have moths through the end of July. Oh, yeah. Tons of fun. So I've made the turn east. I'm trying to push a little harder this morning just because I need the extra oomph, the extra calorie removal. I've been a little bit lax. I need to get much less lax. So today is a dry day. I get to do one bit today, at least some of the stuff. My wife got a bagster, which is a heavy-duty reinforced plastic bag in the shape of a dumpster. And what you do is you lay this bag out, this heavy canvas plastic reinforced thing. You lay it out and fill it up, and when it's full, you call waste management and they send over a truck and pick it up for free. So the bag itself costs like $100, but a dumpster first day rental is like $275. It used to be $30. Yeah, not so much anymore. Not quite sure where the increase in price has been, or if I'm just out of the loop generally. Oh. Well, geese up there flying, looking for their flock. I've noticed that when the geese take off, they make a dreadful racket when they first take off. But then, as they get sorted out, they get quiet. And just every once in a while, one of them will honk. But mostly, they're just quiet. Conserving their energy, apparently. Interesting birds, geese. Ooh, I'm slowing down my pace. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. I'm trying to get Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah out of my head. It's taken up residence. It's been living there for several weeks now. And I can't seem to exorcise it. I don't know if it's Deborah Geary's book that has stuck it in there so tightly, or if it was already there and she just struck the chord, as it were, and now I can't get rid of it. So off we go. I'm almost to the northern turn. Not a big earth-shattering day today. It's definitely early summer. I definitely need to get my Balticon reservations placed. I got my schedule, and they had me for 6 panels, including a 2-hour writing panel on Saturday, which is a bit of a problem because 2 of the panels were actually at the same time. So I have to say which one I wanted to be on. I noticed that Ryden has a panel that Michael and I are on. I didn't see anybody else's name on it. I'm going to take that as meaning we'll have another book by the time Balticon comes around. Because if we don't, she's not going to want me on that panel. I still haven't seen part three of the edits. It's getting a little tense. Now, for it to be ready by Balticon, we really only have to have it done by, well, next week. And that'll be plenty of time. I did send off the art stuff and a dedication. I dedicated it to my father. And realized I didn't think I've done one to him. Oh. Pick up the pace. And move it right along. So today's the 23rd, which means, okay, next Monday should be the early release day for school for kids, which means I've only got a half a day next Monday. It's going to be kind of butchered a bit. With any luck today, I'll be able to read some, too, because I'll have, most people will be gone, not everybody. Elder daughter got up with a migraine this morning. Looking back on yesterday, I probably should have suspected that would happen. Yesterday was a bit of an up and down kind of day. Those kinds of days for her generally are precursors to migraines, and we're just not clever enough to catch them yet. And here we are. Oh, what a beautiful morning. I've been focused on my feet and not looking up. The sky is clear, crystal blue. It's gorgeous. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And I'll talk to you then.